Hi everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello Samian, was your last video an attempt to corner me or something? I'm unable to get mad at you because of how bad you are at this. When have I ever said that I was married? It is not my fault when people make assumptions and I get tired of correcting every little thing. Besides, I'm not supposed to make walls of text. Regardless of being married or not, I'm still his. Much to my surprise, we exchanged numbers after what I thought would be a one-night stand with him. After that, I was dating him for a bit and I asked him what this is and he said that we were boyfriend and girlfriend, after about a month according to him. I asked because I don't actually like to make assumptions like that. I was his roommate in his apartment for less than a year. I was never on his lease. I liked it and asked him if he actually wanted to go look for a house with me. After moving in with me, we became fiscal partners and did our taxes together. All property taxes are mine to take care of because I own the house. He's a resident, so by law, this is what we have to do. Later, I became his fiancé. Since the engagement was never broken, this is what I still am. I think you can go back to calling me Miss Fat Cat since that is technically what I am. A miss. Later, I also became mother of his child. I have problems dealing with my emotions. My subconscious and conscious are often at odds, and it makes me unable to do anything. I expect myself to behave as his fiancé and mother to his child. In addition, I'm also the most territorial and possessive one in the relationship, meaning that when I saw there was a prenup that was unfair towards him, I called it out, and ended up in an argument with my parents. I told my father not to expect me to do anything he would not tolerate from his own wife. I canceled the wedding at that point. I got pregnant later and my parents willfully avoided the topic. I had my hubby acknowledged as the father, and in a very short time frame, I had gotten joint 50-50 custody without needing a lawyer or paying for anything. Unless you're an unfit parent, you should have custody over your own child. Or it should be your own choice to give up custody if it's in the child's best interest. My parents were taken aback by this. I don't know if it's because I knew how the law works, because I knew how to do this, or in fact, that I did it. To my parents, I seem like a fool that's giving up a lot of power in powerful positions. So does that make me a smart fool? In any case, hubby thinks I'm more of a wife to him than most married women are to their husbands, and is fine with it. As for the wedding ring that would otherwise be left unused, I never offered it back. But I did ask him once if he actually wanted it back. To him, at least, I was not being inadequate, and we needed to work on a few things. I failed to see how this is emotional blackmail. To be honest, though, having you being disappointed in me stings a bit. I figured your tolerance for me was because you don't want me to mess up hubby and my son's life. That's why I was hoping to get some advice in the video that has not come out yet. The disappointment caught me off guard. Why do you even have expectations regarding me? Now I feel self-conscious. And as hubby puts it, same man used confusion, and it was super effective. Well, Miss Fat Cat, and not Mrs. Fat Cat, I'll share my thoughts in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Same Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to the I struck a nerve in this kitty has claws clown world show. I'm kind of like an opera singer in the china shop. With my words, I sing all kinds of high notes and eventually shatter the glasses and plates. The idea is to get people listening to my content to think and not because I'm just trying to be hurtful. Fat Cat, could it be that I'm trying to get you to think about your subconscious motivations? I can easily make the case that you're just trying to save face without even realizing it. Here's a hypothetical scenario. Perhaps the fear of losing a 6-foot-tall Chattosaurus that you called hubby might have motivated your behaviors. After all, the best simp slaves are the ones that think that they're free. Standing up for him and going against your parents' wishes might just prove to him that you have more loyalty towards him than you do your own parents. Sometimes people control others through the power of leverage and holding something over their heads, and sometimes they control others through the power of freedom. Why do you think that Western capitalism triumphed over communism? Because plantation workers that believe that they're free are far more productive than those that know that they're slaves. It takes someone smarter than the average bear to figure that out. The two ways to control people are either strings that everyone can see or software in a man's relatively simple head, operating him remotely by fluffing up his ego. Orion Terrabin from the PsychHacks YouTube channel says that some people's mating strategy is to project onto their partner how good of a person they are, so that person feels relaxed and lowers their guard. Some women demand a man open up and lower his guard by sharing his feelings. Other women don't make any demands, but just allow the man to freely spill the beans. You might be saying to hubby with no words at all, "Look, you're free to be yourself, unlike the other people you were with before me, that pressured you to be somebody else. Fat cat, you also must see that guys would get upset at your behavior by not marrying him, because then you don't actually have to risk your financial assets in a divorce, and fighting with your parents could be seen as a convenient excuse or plausible deniability. That you created a prenup before the planned wedding and then canceled the wedding because of your pushy parents. How convenient. Again, I'm guessing the prenup would have been to protect you. So guys see this and they think about their own experiences with marriage, where they got married but never got their wives to sign a prenup, and were then taken to the cleaners. You, on the other hand, pretended to go through the process of marriage, have it fall apart on you before it happened, and yet come out safe financially and squeaky clean on the other side. One woman tried trapping me in a bad relationship with the marriage and kids, because I started having doubts about our relationship. So panic set in on her part. I don't know if you canceling the wedding and prenup fiasco was planned consciously or unconsciously, but what I do know is that women love to position themselves in places of power and control, and what better way to do that than by accident, or because someone else is being unreasonable. On the outside, you appear illogical, but on the inside, you are logically putting yourself in the best social and financial position. Clearly, I didn't have a complete picture of your relationship until now, when you mentioned tearing up your prenup and canceling your wedding. A lot of guys are also wondering how many one-night stands Miss Fat Cat really had before she snagged a Chad. At the very least, your story encourages other women to go out there and try and do the same thing, even though you were successful on your first or second attempt at it, or possibly even 100th attempt. Plus, women hear your story about how your one-night stand became a lifelong partner, and it encourages the same behavior in them. If I were you, I'd stop telling the women you run into how you met your hubby, especially the younger ones that might start riding around on the rooster roller coaster and then lose their ability to bond with a man after boinking a bunch of dudes. As for your partner, Fat Cat, you got him to look for a house with you. He spends most of the time taking care of your kid and probably makes more money than you. Plus, he's more bonded to the child, so that also encourages him to stay. I know you have some terrible health conditions, and it restricts how much time you can spend with your child. But think about how it might actually look to the other women around you. They might see you as being lazy, and that your accident is just a cover story for that. That you're fully capable of doing anything anyone else can, but you have the plausible deniability that you can't. Clearly, I don't believe that, but I'm sure that at least one or two women might have actually seen how your life is set up, and they might make up some condition in their relationship to get out of having to work or take care of their kids, leaving everything or most of everything to the man. They might even try and emulate your lifestyle, even though you're not doing it intentionally, but out of necessity. I'm not trying to sow confusion. Fat Cat, you also mentioned certain parts about female nature before, and wanted to see if I could figure them out and warn guys about the dangers of them. It's also partially my duty to roast you too. There's no playing favorites here. I also think this is one of the first times I've heard your hubby, which I think is a terrible pet name. Maybe you should call him Wonder Hubby, because he does so much for you. You also said that you're the territorial and possessive one in the relationship. Sounds like you're the one that wears the pantaloons, and he carries your purse while you follow behind him telling him what to pay for. If it works for you to be the more dominant one in the relationship, then so be it. And he gets to be more nurturing and, I'm guessing, sensitive as well. He also thinks that you're more of a wife to him than most women are to their husbands these days. That sounds really sad, and is probably a commentary on how bad marriages are these days. I would believe that with most women glued to their phone screens these days. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Miss Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat smashed a chat on a one-night stand, and in doing so found the love of her life. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that keep you on a very long leash away. So long, in fact, that you think you're free. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.